Every evening, when it started getting dark, I rapidly searched for the on switch for my table lamp. I begged my mom to put lit candles into candelabras that looked like little houses and let them shine through the entire night. When I was laying in bed, I looked up to the moon behind the skylight, my glowing savior. One night, when I was trying to fall asleep yet again with all the lights turned on, I cuddled my favorite toy and spoke to it in my mind. You live in a toy box almost every day and it's dark in there, yet you don't seem scared at all. Teach me how to not to be afraid of the dark. After a few minutes, my eyes began to close and soon I sailed off to the world of the dreams. I found myself in the same room, so I go to sleep every evening, standing in a circle of my favorite toys. It was night. Not a single light was shining in the entire room. Suddenly I felt a paw touch my shoulder. It was Mr. Cody, my favorite plush animal. He looked a little bit funny because he had a long nose by which he sometimes spoke the other toys. I'll show you why it's important even for the day to go to sleep. Only then is everything how it's supposed to be. The door opened and we went out to the hallway. I heard a gentle tapping of little feet somewhere below me, but I couldn't see who they belonged to in all the darkness. Mr. Cody pulled a match from his pocket and lit it up. A shimmering flame appeared, which allowed us to look at little creatures scurrying on the ground. Look closely, Polly. The glowies are little bugs that take care of all the light bulbs in the house. They go to all the rooms and can climb walls. As soon as they see a broken light bulb, they make a tiny hole and get inside to mend or replace the damaged wires. And once they're finished, they fill up the tiny hole they made with the glass glue on their way out. Then the match went out and I could only hear the glowies. It was amazing. I always believed that there have to be some gnomes or fairies living in our house, even though my mom said that it's not possible. I just couldn't understand why it gets scary dark every night. Why can't the glowies just hide from other people? I asked curiously. Mr. Cody continued. Well, the thing is that the glowies have very sensitive eyes. They can see in the dark, and only then can they work fast. If there would be daylight and they had to work every day, their eyes would get very tired and their work would get worse. And can you imagine how grown-ups would behave? Some might even try to step on them. Now I knew that I'm not helping the glowies at all because I keep the light on in the room through the whole night. I didn't want grown-ups to know about them, to step on them. I asked Mr. Cody to give me one of his matches and lit it up one last time. The shimmering flame appeared yet again. I kneeled on the floor and looked closely at all the little creatures running back and forth. I think I saw one carrying a toolbox on his back. I woke up to a beautiful sunny morning. I looked around to see that my room was the same as before. I got up feeling a little bit sad because it was all just a dream, put on my slippers and went out of the room. A big surprise was waiting for me just outside the door. Mr. Cody was sitting on the carpet in the hallway, and I bet that his smile that morning was a lot bigger than the day before. And since then, whenever I go to sleep, I switch off all the lights and just listen very carefully to hear the gentle taps of little feet.